Chiefs punt. Chargers will get the football back, trailing by a touchdown in the third quarter. Keeping you updated on Thursday Night Football as the show goes along. And as promised, let's go out to Vegas right now. Rafael Esparza, handicapper at DocSports.com and entertainment odds maker at MyBookie Sportsbook, as we take a look at the lines through the NFL in the early part of college football bowl season right now. Rafael, what's going on? Welcome into the program.
Thanks for having me. Just chilling, watching some football, watching some reruns of Christmas movies. Okay, a nice evening.
Yeah, there you go. It's a nice little Thursday evening there. I like that, Rafael. Let's go ahead and start in the NFL, and we'll start with the Saints game on Monday night. This typically has been a tough place for the Saints to play on the road. Of course, they swept Carolina last year in three games, including one in Carolina, but Saints here, 6-point favorites. Rafael, what do you think about this one?
I mean, if you're like the Saints, I say hurry up and put that money on there now, because Vegas will tell you Monday night and Thursday night game, the public bets favorite and over, favorite and over, favorite and over. This game will be -7 by kickoff. I just cannot see Carolina money coming in, just because I think I could throw a football farther than Cam Newton can throw now these days. His shoulder's not really that good. I know the Carolina Panthers are still very upset with all the stuff that happened last year with the Saints giving him the broom because they swept 3-0, Cam Newton's mouth shooting off last year. I know the Carolina's upset, but I don't care. This is not the same Carolina team we've seen in the beginning of November, not even saying the last couple of weeks. They just played some pitiful football. I think the Saints should have no problem winning this game. I'm going to take the Saints on this one.
Steelers home underdogs to the Patriots. 2.5-point Patriots favorites in that game. 3:25 national game on Sunday, Rafael.
Yeah, Gillette Stadium Part 2, because right, every time New England goes to Heinz Field, they're the favorites. I mean, Pittsburgh hasn't been a home favorite against Tom Brady and the Patriots, I think, in almost 4 years. That's pretty shocking. I like the under in this game. I know Brady and Roethlisberger, you think you're going to put up big points. New England's defense has played really well. I know last week they gave up 30-plus points to the Miami. That was on the road. But at home, they hold the Vikings to 10 points, Green Bay to 17 points. I like the under at 52. I'm going to tend to say Pittsburgh might win this. Pittsburgh needs this game more than anything. They've lost three straight. I can't believe they're 7-5-1 when they had a division pretty much in their back pocket when the beginning of November. I think Pittsburgh squeaks out a victory, but I think the best value, I think the under. I think two defenses are going to show up on Sunday late afternoon.
Those are probably the marquee games in the NFL, but still a lot with wild card or playoff implications here, Rafael. Let's go through them. A Packers last gasp at any playoff contention in this crazy NFC now, where 8-8 or 8-7-1 might get you in against the Bears, who look like one of the best teams in football now. Chicago, a 6-point home favorite.
I've talked to a lot of personnel people in L.A. with the Rams, a lot of personnel people here in New Orleans with the Saints, and every one of them says they do not want to mess around with Chicago in the playoffs. I think the Bears are going to embarrass Green Bay. That's going to be a long night, a long day for Aaron Rodgers and that offensive line. That Bears defense, no joke. If I'm an NFC team that's going into playoffs, you're hoping the Bears have a hiccup somewhere. And maybe have a lower seed. But right now, if you're anybody in the NFC, I wouldn't want to play that defense, because that defense doesn't care about penalties. They just want to hit you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're at the top of my list. That's something we were talking about earlier tonight, Rafael. It's like you're listening to the program. Bears, my number one team here. I don't want the Saints to face. I hope they're over on that L.A. side of the bracket if it works out like that. How about Cowboys-Colts? Cowboys looking to wrap up the NFC East. Colts in that four-way battle for the final wild card spot in the AFC. And who do you got in this one? I think the line is off, or is it maybe a pick 'em right now?
No, the line's -3 all across shops. Gotcha. Over at Vegas has 3. At my bookie, we have 3. Totals 47. I like Dallas. I think they win the division, but they don't win this game. I like Indianapolis coming in here at home. It's a big game for them. I know the Cowboys are 8-5, but they're 6-1 at home. They've had four losses on the road. I'm not 100% sold on them on the road. I know they beat Atlanta on the road, but me and you both know what Atlanta presents to the NFL this year. They beat the Eagles on the road, but the Eagles have presented nothing on the road. So I'm going to take Indianapolis. I really like how they beat the Houston Texans last week after that bad showing against Jacksonville, having a big goose egg. Give me Andrew Luck at home, laying a soft -3.
Another sneaky big game here. Dolphins, as they've, with that miracle in Miami, have crawled their way back into that wild card race in the AFC at 7-6. And Vikings in a free fall here, 6-6-1. But Vikings, big 7.5-point home favorites.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Minnesota just because of what Miami. I know Miami had their playoff win last weekend, beating New England Patriots, and I had rumors from my sources at WWE that Gronkowski's really looking into maybe wrestling as his second career. But what we saw trying to tackle last week, I think he might need to look for something else besides wrestling because that was pathetic. Give me the Vikings at home at US Bank Stadium. The Dolphins had their playoff win last week.
Anything else in the NFL you're looking at here, Rafael?
I really like the two late games. Like I said, Pittsburgh, New England, I think that game's going to go under. And I know the Rams are minus 11-point favorites now that the Wentz is in there. But last time we saw Nick Foles in a real NFL game, not a playoff game, last time we saw him, he won a ring. He won the ship. I can't believe it's 11.5. I'm going to take the plus points with the Eagles. I really like the under, though, in that game. I think the Rams' defense is getting better and better week after week, holding back-to-back games to 16 points or less. I think the Rams do win this game. I don't think they cover that big number, but I think it flies under at 52.5.
Talking to Rafael Esparza, handicapper at DocSports.com and entertainment odds maker at MyBookie Sportsbook. Let's go over to college football and a few bowl games getting us started this weekend. We'll start with an all-Louisiana battle here. Rafael, it's Tulane and Louisiana in the Cure Bowl. Tulane 3.5-point favorites here.
Yeah, I'm upset that I'm not going to be at this game. I chose to go to the LSU-Kentucky game if I was going to go to a Florida bowl game. So I really wanted to go. This one is a late, early start on Saturday. I like the under. I think Tulane's going to have a trouble running the ball, and I think that's why the total is going to be 59. I've talked to some people over in Louisiana, the Raging Cajun, says they want to keep the Tulane offense off the field. I think that's why I think the under at 59 is best play. I think Tulane squeaks out a victory, but 59 is a lot of points. I'm going to take the under at 59, but I'm rooting for Tulane to get a bowl win.
All right, you got a quartet of other games here on Saturday. Utah, North Texas, Arizona State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern, Eastern Michigan, and Middle Tennessee, App State. Rafael, what should we keep an eye on here? What can you tell us?
In the backyard of Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Bowl, Fresno State is going to should have no problem beating Arizona State. Arizona State's missing back-to-back playmakers in this game. One of their wide receivers decided to concentrate on the NFL draft. Fresno, at their meeting, says they're treating this game like this is the BCS championship game for them. They want to beat a Pac-12 team. That defense, really good at Fresno. They asked Boise State not once but twice this season. I like the Bulldogs to upset. Not upset, they're minus 5 right now, open up at 3. But to beat the Sun Devils at Las Vegas.
Rafi, only 30 seconds left, but anything going on at Doc Sports you can tell our audience?
Just the same old. It's football season. They have nice UFC packages going on. Bowl season completely on that. And we just posted odds at my bookie. Where are the Raiders going to play at next season? Fun thing is stuff. I put Azteca Stadium, Mexico, 200-1. But don't sleep on the Alamo Dome. If San Diego decides to give the middle finger to the Raiders, I would not be shocked if the Raiders play in the Alamo Bowl.
All right, interesting there. I like that. I like those odds. Rafael Esparza, I really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, find him at DocSports.com and MyBookie Sportsbook. Back in 60 seconds.